0702.
702.
The Big Interview.
All right, time for the big interview now, and we're focusing on youth unemployment, right? It's been a ticking time bomb for a while now. Over 6.8 young people are without jobs. That's a 45% youth unemployment problem that we're sitting with now. The unemployment figures paint a grim picture 45 years after the 1976 youth uprising. And the COVID-19 pandemic has only exacerbated an already dire situation. So it's all good and well and necessary for us to remember the sacrifices that were made in 1976 and commemorate that day. But it's equally important for government to start doing, right? They need to start doing something, prioritizing getting young people out of the shackles of poverty and unemployment. So how do we accelerate the reforms that are required for labor-intensive growth? Because it seems that really is one of the ways the country can begin to rapidly tackle the unemployment catastrophe. If you've got any ideas, please give us a call. Ideas of how government can deal with the unemployment crisis among the youth. Give me a call on 011-883-0702. Let's hear some suggestions, some solutions there. Let's bring in Anne Benstein, who's the Executive Director at the Center for Development and Enterprise. Anne is the Executive Director there. And thank you so much for making time on 702 Breakfast. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I really appreciate you being with us this morning. So youth unemployment was already a crisis, you know, before COVID-19 came. And, you know, that made it worse, the COVID-19 pandemic. I think there are nearly 1 million fewer young people now that are unemployed. This is not good.
Well, the facts are these, that in 2019, before the pandemic hit, there were 500,000 fewer young people aged 15 to 34 working than there were a decade before in 2008. But since COVID-19 struck, an additional 1 million fewer young people are working. So this is beyond belief. South Africa's youth unemployment rate is at 57-58%, and it's at its worst ever, some 6.8 million. Million young people are unemployed. This is a disaster. I think it's fair to say this is no country for young people. Mm-hmm. And we're saying that South Africa has to change. We have to do things differently, because what we're doing, both in the economy, in the labor market, and on the education front, has led to this kind of catastrophic set of results.
So what is it that we need to do differently, Anne? How do we improve young people's prospects? Because we're in a country where the economy is not growing at the rate that we needed to grow. As a result, fewer jobs are being created. And even with the labor market, how do we rethink that so that we absorb unskilled young job seekers into the formal job, into the formal market?
Well, first and foremost, we have to get growth going again. And that doesn't require just talking. It requires making changes in our policies and how we administer this country so that we can attract investment. That is the most important thing to do. And in order to get that going, we have to get the vaccination rollout working a lot more efficiently than it is now. Secondly, we could get growth, and then we create jobs that are disproportionately for skilled people. So we have to look at why our economy is doing that. And in part, we incentivize employers to adopt technology and machines rather than hire people. And we have to look at how we make this a much more risk-free environment for employers to hire more labor, especially young people who are inexperienced. And the third thing is we've got to change the rules of our labor market. They currently favor those people in employment. And we have collective bargaining rules that favor those people around the table, trade unions and big employers. And then they can extend those, the deals they make, to small firms, to more rural firms, to small town firms, And we're saying that has to change. We've got to get the balance much more in favor of encouraging employers, incentivizing employers to hire more people. And then lastly, Clement, we have a terrible basic education system. We are one of the worst performers in the world. We spend a reasonable amount of money. We're one of the highest spenders proportionately in terms of our budget globally, but the results we get are truly dismal. And that affects young people profoundly. In an age where you need to understand maths and become more technically literate, we are turning out people from our schools that can barely read and write.
And the thing is, you know, when we see the unemployment crisis at where it is now, that affects young people, right? It affects how they feel. Many of them feel they're not, you know, they feel they're disconnected from economic opportunities. How does this exclusion, Anne, make these young people feel?
Well, if I were a young person and I lived in a community where very few people had jobs, often they live in families where few people have jobs, I would feel very despondent. And from all our research, we're seeing young South Africans are desperate to get employed, and they're trying everything they can. But what happens, you see, is that the longer you're unemployed, the less employable you become, because you lose your skills, you lose your networks, you're missing out on the know-how that people who have a job get. So just getting a basic job, you know, not a fantastic job, just starting to get employment. You learn on the job. It's like a famous Nobel laureate, Paul Romer, has called it work as school. You get a second chance to learn all sorts of things in a job, and you can progress from there. But if we deny people jobs at all, then they just, the situation gets worse and worse. And so we have millions and millions of young people who are not part of our society, really. They're not part of our economy. This is a complete waste of talent, and it's really bad for our society and social stability.
We're commemorating Youth Day today and recognizing the sacrifices that were made on this day 45 years ago. How does youth unemployment then compares to now? Of course, understanding that the context 45 years ago was different.
I think we've betrayed young people. And as we listen to rather chubby politicians telling us how that they, you know, making big speeches on Youth Day today, I think people should be asking some hard choices about the policies those politicians have adopted that have helped get South Africa into this terrible, catastrophic situation for young people.
Too many firms are currently unwilling to employ more unskilled and inexperienced young people. I think this has been ventilated enough because they believe that the cost of doing so is high, and they believe employment costs for the unskilled are likely to continue rising faster than productivity will. What role can companies actually play in helping absorb these young people?
Well, firstly, what we're saying is policies have to change. We have to de-risk the environment for employers. So we have to make it easier to hire young people and fire young people if they don't work out. So we have to change the rules of the game in our labor market so that employers have less risks when they employ inexperienced young people. But most important of all, we've got to get the economy growing. We can't turn to employers and say, you have to hire more people, when they're actually having to get rid of older, more experienced workers because the economy is shrinking. So that's why I'm saying, first and foremost, we have to take the tough decisions to grow this economy. And then we've got to make sure it becomes a more labor-intensive economy and de-risk the employment decision for employers. We're also saying that the employment tax incentive, which is about the only incentive we have for employment in South Africa needs to be extended to more workers, not just first-time workers. So there are things we can do. The other thing we're suggesting is that we know there's a political gridlock in the country, that there are a lot of people in the ruling alliance who do not want to change the labor laws. And in part, this is why we are in the situation we're in. And we're saying, let's try an experiment. Let's take Kucha in the Eastern Cape, and where we've sunk investment already. It's an underutilized economic zone. We've got an underutilized port there. Let's turn large parts of this into a special economic zone, truly special, where we test out whether a modified labor market regime would help South Africa attract investors in labor-intensive factories that are where we make sort of cheap goods for export, and see if we can compete in the way that so many other countries have done, and found this the most effective way to get young and inexperienced workers into their first job.
Yeah.
So we have a number of practical suggestions, and we just wish that the politicians cared enough about young people to start changing things so that we stop growing youth unemployment.
Yeah, they mustn't just care about young people when we're heading to elections. Thanks for making time. Anne Benstein, the Executive Director at the Center for Development and Enterprise. I want to hear from you. What ideas do you have how government can deal with the unemployment crisis among the youth? Give us a call on 011-883-0702. Let's hear some solutions, some suggestions. It's 27 after